This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and Merry Christmas.
Oh,
so glad to have you on today's program. Why are we here?
You told me to be here. That's the only reason why I'm here.
Because people are still there's Christmas shopping.
There's places I could be.
Are you done?
I am, actually. We finished everything up. I went shopping individually with my son, wife, and daughter. Three different trips yesterday after I got off work.
Oh, all in one day?
Well, yeah. And it was little stocking stuffer kinds of things, except my son, who procrastinates even more than I do. He had to actually buy true presents. Everything else was, which we put in their stocking kind of thing.
Yeah. I think I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
I think I'm satisfied. I always think I could get one more thing. It always seems like I could get one more thing. I go overboard.
We go overboard, too. No question about it. My daughter's kind of funny. She tipped her hand a little bit. She said, well, your present's on the, and it was in a box. It came shipped yesterday. She said, it's on the couch. Okay, fine. So I don't touch it. I don't just kind of look at the size of the box and stuff. Don't grab it. Don't lift it or anything like that. And then I come back a little bit later, and I have three presents wrapped underneath the tree. And she said I couldn't wrap it earlier because the wrapping paper was inside. Well, the wrapping paper is Miami Dolphins wrapping paper that clearly comes from NFL shop. So I have a sense I know what I'm getting from them.
Another Miami Dolphins we didn't make the playoff sweatshirt?
I have enough of those. Okay, Phil, Cowboys made the playoffs.
Yeah, well, what? Yeah, give us some credit.
Yeah. Make your hay right now because they won't be there long.
Doesn't matter. We're there, baby.
That's true. Lost to the Ravens. I'm still not over that yet.
We're there. We will have college football coming your way right after the Doug and Daddy Show. They're playing football in the Bahamas.
Yaman.
I thought there were some interesting side notes to this. It's Central Michigan and Western Kentucky.
Directional schools.
I'm guessing the Bahama Bowl will probably skyrocket in status very soon.
Oh, it's in the Bahamas. What's not to love about that?
They need to keep that open as a non-conference affiliation bowl. That should be one of your New Year's
Day bowls. But you make money with the other stuff.
I
think there's a potential that could grow. Here's another interesting thing. They were talking about this change in our relationship with Cuba. The last game, college football game, bowl game that was played outside of Canada or the United States was the Bacardi Bowl back in the 1957, I think it was, the Bacardi Bowl. Now, wrap your mind around that. A bowl support.
That was in Havana?
It was in Havana. A bowl that was,
what was in their gift
supported
bags?
By rum. You know, I mean, that cracks me up. And the NCAA would just have kittens now if they thought about that.
Man, imagine the gift bags.
Yeah.
I don't need no Best Buy card.
You have to get your ID before you can get your gift bag.
Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, we're going to just talk a little Husker basketball. They squeaked one out last night. They'll play again on Christmas Day. We'll have a few more comments from football. Nebraska landed, practiced later yesterday. That's the benefit of going west. As Barney Cotton said, we had a couple of extra hours to work with, so we wanted to get after it. So some news and notes from Husker football. Matt Schick from ESPNU is going to join us to take a look at some of the college football bowl games and his Christmas wishes as well. And because of that, astonishingly, people ask, how long you been there? How long you been working at the radio station? How long you been doing games? How long you been doing the show? Blah, 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 blah. I remember last year when we played, we did one Doug and Daddy, Matt and I did this the first year, I believe it was, of the show.
Was that only a year?
And it's been 10 years ago. This will be the 10th anniversary of the Doug and Daddy 12 Days of Christmas. The 2004 year, Bill Callahan, when we lost the Texas Tech 70-10 and on and had the losing season and broke so many streaks. Joe Daly was the quarterback.
The demise of the program was marked by that.
It was somewhat painful. But we will play that for you on this Christmas Eve as well. Don't forget, folks, to get signed up today. If you're back, you're just back with your family, maybe you don't live in this listening area anymore, you can still get in for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. We start our Bowl Bonanza on Friday with the Heart of Dallas Bowl. That is the first game that is on Friday in the Heart of Dallas Bowl, and it kicks off at noon. So you enter online at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza banner and get registered today. The Heart of Dallas Bowl. That is Illinois and Louisiana Tech playing that first game on Friday. You pick the 28 winners. We have got great prizes to give away, including grand prizes from Russell's Appliance and Electronics 49-inch LED televisions. $700 values. We're giving away not one, but two, plus many other great prizes. We give away better prizes than any other sports talk show in the state of Nebraska, guaranteed. Don't forget, if you're going out to do some last-minute Christmas shopping, Russell's is there. You can check them out online at russellsappliancesandelectronics.com. russellsappliancesandelectronics.com. 704 East 25th Street. They are bringing home great Christmas gifts. And, of course, maybe you've got the cool thing is sometimes you got Christmas this weekend, so you can cheat even more and go shop on Friday.
Well, you'll get a little bit of cash. You get some Christmas cash. You go in there, and you know, there you go. And you know what? They have such a great selection of stuff in there. And one thing you don't skimp on, in my opinion, you don't skimp on electronics. You go somewhere where they know stuff, and they've got good stuff, and that certainly would be Russell's.
So check that out at Russell's, and, of course, sign up today because the deadline is Friday at noon, ESPNSuperstation.com. Free one entry. Do we got rules, producer Jeff? Do we have rules like you got to be 18, one entry per household, or what's
the deal? One entry per email. We have email
per email.
Entry. Yep,
that's cool. That's better.
We've had I think two people try and sneak in and do that.
And so, you went waka.
So we stopped that. But essentially, all you got to do is pretend to be your wife, pretend to be your daughter, pretend to be your son. Get them a new email. You can enter multiple times, but one per email is the rule. So.
Thank you, producer Jeff.
And by the way, who finished second in the fantasy football or online?
Yeah,
who finished second this week?
For
fantasy football.
What was the guy's name? Yeah. Joel 57, yeah. 55. Randy finished second, but you know what you get for second?
A whole ear full of nothing. A whole handful of nothing. I wasn't eligible anyway, so I might as well just, you know, make it easier that way. That's really my thing. That might be the first
would
time I was
like
in the
dollar?
Top. Well, I think.
Oh, wait a minute.
That would be wrong.
How, you know, next
that would
week,
be wrong.
Next week, we've got one show if things fall like we think they will, because Tuesday we will be preempted by high school basketball. And then Wednesday, we've got football, right? Is that because, see, I have to turn and ask questions a lot here. We've got a little football on the 31st, so we'll see if we have a year-end show. But we definitely will on Monday to recap the bowl game and talk about how Nebraska-USC panned out. And just quick thoughts, a practice yesterday. Good news, Jack Gangwish completely cleared to play. There is not going to be a suspension. Amani Cross is out with some kind of an injury. Randy Gregory did not want to address his NFL status.
Which means, of course, he's going.
And he hopes to play. And I think you'll learn a lot about Randy Gregory on Saturday and what you see from him on the field. You better have a good last impression, my friend, my big man, RG. We'd love to have you back, but let's see how hard Nebraska plays Saturday. I think they will play hard. And again, this has kind of been, what's your prediction? I just think it's going to be tough to be coached, and I'm not knocking the coach. I'm just saying this situation puts you in a tough X and O frame of mind. I will be somewhat surprised if they win Saturday night.
I think I would be too. And it's the distractions of preparation. And I don't necessarily mean for the kids, because the kids are staying or they were already going. I mean, that hasn't really changed so much. The distractions come from those coaches. And let me tip my hat to them, because all of them could say, the heck with it, don't really have a job anymore, I'm out of here. But they're being professional about it. But the reality is, not only are they trying to figure out Christmas, you know, things like you and I are getting ready for, and figure out traveling because they're going and they're going to be away from their family a little bit with the bowl game. But let's add on to that that, you know, I might want to see if I can find myself another job. You know, so they haven't been able to do a lot of preparation stuff in the same way, in the same venue as before, and I'm not begrudging them at all for that. I really do tip my hat to them for sticking around, but it's just a tough situation, and I just don't think that I'm with you. I think even if nothing had changed with the coaching staff and they gave everything they had, that's still a tough draw with USC. Playing Southern California in Southern California, I think, was going to be a very tough draw for Nebraska, because, again, where Nebraska is kind of the weakest on the line and stuff is kind of where Southern Cal is actually their strongest.
One of the comments that I have kind of bought into is that I think Steve Sarkisian would like to really make a statement in this ball game, the head coach at USC, since there's still a little whining going on back there in California, it sounds like, from the guests that we have had on the Doug and Daddy show. So one of those things where I don't necessarily think he'd pull up on the reins if they got things rolling.
No, absolutely not. And I just think it's a real tough situation. And going back to Randy Gregory a little bit, his resume, I've said this before, his resume, he did not have a good year this year. His resume is not very good. But what's weird about getting drafted in the NBA, NHL, you know, Major League Baseball, it isn't so much what your resume looks like, it's what your potential is. You know, it's different than other job applications, if you will, where I want to see what you've done. Getting drafted is a lot more about what is your potential. So, yeah, we do look at what you've done a little bit to see what the potential is, but his body type, his speed, how he tests, his physical makeup is what's going to make him probably a top 10 pick. But he's going to have one of the weakest resumes because of the injuries and stuff this year. He's going to have one of the weakest resumes of any of the top 10 picks, but he'll still probably be a top 10 pick, and I cannot imagine that he would come back next year.
Our bowl selections and Nebraska prediction coming up later on in the program. Right now, every Wednesday, we catch you up on what's going on at UNK with our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank, and Merry Christmas to all of our Loper friends and everybody out there as well, as they are on break, just like the high school kids are, the college kids are on break. Coach Josh Lamberson, about 10 days into his tenure now, filling out his staff. Ken Gordon comes on as the defensive coordinator and secondary coach. He is a Northwest Missouri State graduate. He was there when Coach Lamberson was actually playing. He's been at Northwest the last 4 years as their secondary coach and special teams coordinator. And I remember Coach Lamberson saying to us on the Doug and Daddy show that he believes special teams is equal with offense, defense. He wants to make sure that they have dynamic special teams. And so one of the reasons that he has brought in Ken Gordon earlier in the week, he announced that Coach Holdsclaw is coming over from Hastings College to join the staff. He will be the offensive line coach.
I like the connections they have within the MIAA in trying to figure out how things are done, how they recruit, getting into the footprint of the MIAA in terms of where they're going to be doing the recruiting, plus obviously having the Nebraska connections in there as well. Again, on paper, everything just seems to be heading in the right direction there after the hiring.
And also Cole Manhart, as we mentioned last week, a first-team Associated Press Little All-American. This includes Division II, Division III, and all NAIA schools. There are so many schools to choose from. He is only the second Loper in history to be named to this team twice in his career. The other was Jerry Scott back in 80 and 81. Manhart graduated from UNK with a degree in criminal justice on Friday, and he's off to California, where he will be preparing for the NFL draft coming up in April. They do expect that he has a chance to have his name called. He will play again in the NFL Players Association Collegiate Bowl, and that will be coming up on Saturday, January the 17th, going on out in California as well. So congratulations to Cole.
And again, I mentioned it when I was talking about Gregory. Same thing's true of Cole Manhart. He has the body type, the build, the athletic set set to be a successful NFL player, and it's potential as much as anything that gets you drafted, and I think they see a tremendous upside to him.
UNK basketball, the women will play on New Year's Eve against Oklahoma Panhandle State. That's a late afternoon tip for that. And then the men are off, and their next game, defending national champion Central Missouri at the Health and Sports Center on Saturday, January the 3rd. So you might want to pencil that in for the 3rd of January. The Loper men have put together a few wins, if you haven't been paying attention, as they picked up a couple of wins over the weekend. Connor Baranek had a big, big weekend. I thought maybe he would be the MIAA player of the week. He wasn't. They gave it to Brozek the week before. Sometimes that just falls between the cracks. The women are going to be back in action against Oklahoma Panhandle State, as we said, on the 31st. They set at 5-6. And UNK head softball coach Holly Carnes has added Papillion's Amanda Butera to the Loper roster for 2016. This past fall, she hit over 400 for Papillion La Vista, middle infielder, four-year starter for the Monarch program. It's made 22 state tournament appearances, so starting to fill that in. And baseball and softball practice starts basically when they get back to school in January.
Did Holly sign today? So is that a birthday present for her today, or is that not? Because it's her birthday today.
I thought they were just out celebrating Christmas holidays the last time I saw her.
No. Today's her birthday. So, you know. And I have a daughter that's born the day after Christmas. Having a birthday the day before Christmas, I feel your pain, Holly. I know what your pain is.
My brother-in-law's birthday is tomorrow. He is a Christmas baby. Offensive coordinator at Minnesota, Coach Limegrover, his birthday is also on Christmas Day, because I remember we talked about that on the Doug and Daddy Show. That is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Matt Schick, ESPNU, the 12 days of Christmas, bowl selections, and more still to come.
Joy, a feeling of great happiness. It goes hand in hand with spending time with those who mean the most to us. At First National Bank, we wish the entire community a holiday season filled with the gift of joy. Gather with friends and family to give thanks. The true gifts to all of us are the memories made and time shared with each other. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll see some decreasing clouds and push up to a high temperature in the upper 30s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and 22. Sunshine for your Christmas Day in the lower 40s. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro, currently 28.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Alaska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on. Just not enough Christmas songs. I mean, hey, I like the fun ones like this, and I like the traditional ones as well. There are some, though, that I just detest. Not very many.
What do you detest?
Well, I think maybe this comes out almost every year. Maybe not on the show, but before we had the Doug and Daddy show and we were ESPN Radio, I'm based in this studio, so I'm working here, so I'm hearing ESPN all the time. Before that, I was based in our FM studio, which was Classic Hits. Mm-hmm. And they would play, well, the All I Want for Christmas Is You, Vince Vance, was overplayed. I mean, that's not a bad song, but that was overplayed. And then right on the heels, and I love Feliz Navidad, overplayed from
Jose Feliciano.
Yeah. But the one that I just have to turn down and turn off is something I never heard as a child. So I only heard it, you know, and it's I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, dear goodness. I don't even know what that is. Nor do
See,
I
care. There you
to...
go.
Okay.
I like the barking dogs. I like Jingle Bells. I like dogs. Snoopy. I like pretty much
Grandma
everything.
Grandma got
out
run
there.
Over by a reindeer.
I mean, the Youpers, you know. You know, it's all right out. The Rusty Chevrolet, Bring It On. I mean, they're all fun songs.
The Baby It's Cold Outside duet, somebody's going to get some charges filed. There's a restraining order that needs to happen there. There's charges being filed. We're kicking around that idea with that song. That song, I mean, when you really, it's a cool little singing, you know, it's a nice duet there. But I'm telling you right now, that's stalkerish, man. That's some scary, scary stuff there. Just saying.
Well,
but there's some that I really like too. The duet between David Bowie and Bing Crosby, the little drummer boy, Peace on Earth that they do, that is phenomenal. And I'm not even sure who it is because I'm not country. I think it might be Carrie Underwood that does Where Are You Christmas from the Grinch movie, the actual movie itself. Yeah. That is a phenomenal song.
There's some good ones.
I haven't
out
heard
there.
That one yet this year.
Folks, I hope you get a chance to enjoy this Christmas holiday. I know some of you are going to be working right through it. So whenever you have a chance to spend some time with your family and friends, enjoy it. And maybe Cunningham's is a place you can do that. They are open every day of the year. Now, they'll open tomorrow night, and they are open today as well for you. So you're finishing up or you're just, hey, you know, you're at the house. You got the big Christmas feast ready to go. There's no room in the fridge to be making anything for lunch today. Cunningham's is the place to be. You can watch some of the games that are on. Maybe have that last minute to Christmas toddy with your friends and your coworkers.
That's a thought.
Slide on down to Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks downtown, Kearney, where they are open 7 days a week, watching all the bowl games, watching your NFL games. The playoffs are right around the corner. Try one of their great burgers, the famous Juicy Lucy, Juicy Jack. They're just the best burger around. Buffalo Bill Burger, the Old Blue Barbecue Burger. They've got wings, bone in, bone out, every Wednesday. 8 delicious wings for only $5. If you can't leave for lunch, stop in for happy hour, 3 to 6 daily. Get a big-ass beer for 3.5 and well drinks for $1.50. And, of course, Christmas and New Year's they'll have off, but comedy nights are now back on Thursday. Entertainment every weekend. It is the happening spot in Kearney. Cunningham's for lunch, entertainment, or just to have a refreshing
Wow, that's a thought. Going to Cunningham's this afternoon. That's a thought. That would have never occurred to me except for, you know, my plans, which do involve that.
I'm a little worried about you.
What?
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you would like to join us on the program today, we would love to hear from you. The Twitter address is at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1450 1550 after all these years. And, of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, here we go. I think we need to do it.
We're going to break the seal on this deal?
It's time for the 12 days of Christmas. And if you have not been with us for 10 years, and if you have, man, you're old, and thank you so much. But
you know we need to do a new version. You know that, right?
Yeah, it would be fun. But and with as many rotating co-hosts, we could put them all in there.
We could. I think maybe we should produce one, and there'd be a section in there where we just have a series of beeps, and that would be the voice of Bo Pelini. Yeah. Is what that really could work out to be.
You could
the radio version, of course. Of
just Pelini. For the first less than a couple of years, Matt Schick, who was a sports director at NTV Television, and myself started the show here on ESPN. Heck, back in the day, we just went Monday, Wednesday, Friday before it blossomed into the program that we have today. It's a small plant. But it was a debacle in the Bill Callahan era early on. And so we wrote some lyrics, and we did a 12 Days of Christmas. So here it is for you, the 10th anniversary of our 12 Days of Christmas, Doug and Daddy style.
On the first day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me a Joe Daly INT. On the second day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the third day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fourth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fifth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the sixth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the seventh day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the eighth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the ninth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me nine more new coaches, eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 10th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 10 Red Raider touchdowns, nine more new coaches, eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 11th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 11 games of torment, 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, 5 measly wins. Fourth in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 12th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 12 Solich backers, 11 games of torment, 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, but 5 measly wins. Fourth in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and Joe Daly.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
And there it is, the 12 Days of Christmas, Doug and Daddy style from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Poor Joe Daly.
Yeah. Thanks for, you know, he's got to be like going, why won't they let it go away? Let it go.
It's on our Facebook page if you want to listen to it again. And God knows why you'd want to.
It might be an example of, see, this is what they do. Oh, this is what they do to me.
It's so anyway.
But it reminded me of the Gong Show.
I mean, I better with age.
I just reminds me of the Gong Show. I mean, you know, I just in my head, I hear Chuck
Ferris, whatever his name was, saying, why did you gong them,
JP? I mean, I just hear that going off in my head.
Yeah, but you got it's the strong finish.
It's the strong finish.
I can't believe. I mean, the voice. This was all before the voice and American Idol. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, that's why I was reminded of the Gong Show. That's what.
Why did you gong? Randy Bushcutter with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where right now many year-end events are here for you with deals until January the 2nd. Celebrate the holidays with exceptional offers on the Buick family lineup. Get 0% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus $500 purchase bonus cash on the 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Are you into a Chevy? 20% cash back off the manufacturer's suggested retail price on the 2014 Impala and Cruze. That's over $5,500 off on a 2014 Cruze. You can check out their entire lineup online at thinkmidway.com. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Facebook for daily deals, great giveaways, and all the things they do for the community. Midway says thank you for your business in 2014. They look forward to continue to serve you, whether you just need some service on your vehicle, whether you need an oil change, tires rotated, or you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle. See the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. We're back with more after this.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge. With top name brands and personal service from Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's tough to see games like this coming to an end. 7 seconds to go. The Cougars have fought hard all night long, but they're down by two, and they have to get the ball back. Here we go. Johnson inbounding the ball, and it's tipped away. The Cougars have it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a three out of the corner.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of basketball. Get big speed for a small price with the nation's largest fixed wireless network. With Prairie iNet, enjoy streaming games, movies, or video with no interruptions. So sign up for Prairie iNet today and get your choice of a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card. That's right, a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card just for signing up with Prairie iNet. Call Prairie iNet today at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
You'll be doing all really right with your quick Christmas.
Now see, here's one of those songs, and go ahead and keep it up there, Brent, for a minute. See, this is one of those that I sure would irritate people. I think it's funny.
I do too.
I mean, you got Porky Pig playing a kazoo.
Yeah, you hear it two, three times. a year, maybe every other year. You can live with that.
You'll be a little
arrow. Wouldn't want it to be a top 40 station in this on the top 40.
Just
saying. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Oh, man, you got a feel for San Diego State. And I know there's a lot of people that fill out their pools, and they missed a chip shot field goal with 30 seconds last night. And Navy gets the win 17-16. Marshall blows out Northern Illinois. Central Michigan and Western Kentucky playing right now. Western Kentucky up 14-7 with about 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll join that game right after the Doug and Daddy Show. Fresno State and Rice will be playing tonight in the Hawaii Bowl. Of course, Fresno State losing their first two games to the Holiday Bowl opponents in Nebraska and Southern California. A couple of other notes on the Huskers out there that we do want to pass along. Zach Stirrup's not going to make the game out of Hastings. He's injured in the contest, and we know that Mark Pelini and Ryan Reeves are going to be out as well. So that's going on. Imani Cross is going to miss the game. We told you about Jack Gangwish. No problem there. David Santos.
I wouldn't say no problem. I think it was the whole thing's interesting to me. And you know what? Honestly, I think the university allowed the rumor to get out with any comment that he was going to be suspended and waited for the reaction in the state of Nebraska. And they said, you know what? We're okay with letting him play, because the reaction was so strong within the state saying this is stupid. The punishment does not fit what happened, you know? So I honestly think that I wouldn't say there was no problem there, but I think they got the sense that the good folks of the state of Nebraska are saying, no, there's no reason to suspend him, which I absolutely agree with.
Congratulations to Jimmy Van Kirk, Hastings College. She's a GPAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week. She had three wins with Hastings, went over 30 points twice, shot 52% from the field, was perfect from the free throw line. Hastings women are off until January 3rd. The men will play Monday and Tuesday in the Bellevue Classic. The Nebraska men, they'll play tomorrow at 3 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5 at ESPNU after their 50-42 overtime win against Loyola Marymount. There was a good, exciting game before that. Wichita State looked like Hawaii was going to upset them.
Yeah.
That would have been cool from a Nebraska standpoint.
Well, it just would have been cool, yeah.
Yeah, Hawaii wins. They'd be in the finals against George Washington. Maybe they win the tournament. Nebraska goes 2-1, and you go, well, maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought. So then again, the Husker game starts late, and it's just brutal.
Ugly. Oh, it was ugly.
Brutal.
I hate saying Nebraska.
Brutal basketball. Ooh. Just brutal.
If you follow the Nebraska basketball, you want them to win an NCAA tournament game, get that monkey off their back. Well, they don't look like a team that's going to win an NCAA tournament game. They don't look like a team that's going to get into the NCAA tournament. Right now, they don't look like a team that's going to aspire to be anything more than maybe winning a game in the NIT. I mean, right now, they do not look good. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that's where they're going to finish, but right now, boy, they're just
I mean, the Huskers held Loyola Marymount in check. They shot worse than Nebraska did, 28%. Their young star in Evan Payne, who's an all-conference, maybe even more than that type of player, who averages 21 points a contest, has a chance to tear things up, but Nebraska held him to 10 points last night on 2 of 13 shooting. So tomorrow's game against Ohio, Frank Solich, I'm sure, will be there. Basketball.
No, that's at
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock tomorrow.
And you know what? Nebraska played pretty good defense. They even played pretty good defense against Hawaii, honestly. But boy, last night they could not rebound. It was just painful. Sometimes Ahopetoe misses his first 2-3 shots, so he'll be a little bit more selective shooting from that point on. If he makes his first three-pointer, it's a chuck up from anywhere in the gym city, baby. And I like that kid. He plays hard, but sometimes Nebraska just puts up shots that just make me shake my head. You just got to be kidding me. I like them, and I hope it gets better. But tell you what, they're going to have to up their game before they hit conference play. And there's a whole lot of time between now and conference play. Otherwise, it's going to be ugly. Ugly.
Well, we'll see what happens. I know a lot of folks are kind of fired up for the New Year's Eve game. I know there's some folks just from our area that are going. That's their deal, the New Year's Eve game going on with Nebraska and Indiana. Also, we've got high school basketball that wrapped up a few games yesterday. Axtell Boys and Blue Hill Girls win the Axtell Holiday Tournament. High school wrestling rankings they do Class A and D 1 week, and then the next week they do B and C. So every 2 weeks, the classes are updated. This week it's B and C. And early on, not a lot of changes, but Grand Island Northwest does move up to number 5 in Class B. Scott remains number 1 in C. David City remains number 1. O'Neill number 2. Central City sets in the number 7 slot. We have some schools in the western portion of our listening area that are members of the Republican Plains Activity Conference, the RPAC, like Bertrand, Arapahoe, Southern Valley, and they are now going to go 15 members strong. Pretty soon they're going to need an NCAA, you know, advisory board. But Maxwell is going to join the conference starting next year. And they also announced that the finals for their girls and boys basketball tournaments and volleyball tournaments will be in McCook at the Graff Events Center at McCook Community College in the near future.
No, that's outstanding. That'll be kind of nice. That'll be a nice center location for that conference. It's not exactly in the middle, but, you know, that's, and they have such a range of sizes of schools that they have. They got it from D2 to really C2 in there, and that's the back in the early 20s when I was still in high school, that was the precursor. The RVL was the precursor to that conference. So I'm familiar with a lot of those schools and a lot of those venues to play at.
Next Doug and Daddy show, of course, is on Monday. So we want to remind you that there is Tri-City Storm hockey this weekend, and it's a pretty big game to come back from the holiday break on Saturday. Because of the Husker game, they're moving it up to a 3:05 start, and they'll take on Sioux City, who's number 1 in the West. The Storm is number 2 in the West. The Storm right now off to their best start since the 2006 season. They have 13 wins in their first 24 games. They had 15 in that season. So face-off is at 3:05. Then they go to Omaha Sunday for a 5:05 face-off.
Try to remember, is 2006 the year they won the Clark Cup?
Yep. You'll see Anderson Cup.
Oh, Anderson Cup. The Clark Cup is the playoffs.
2003, right. 2004.
Oh, okay. Well, is it that area there? It's good to have the team looking as good as they are. I've been to a couple games, and they do they pass very, very well. They are a solid, solid hockey team. So, looking forward to that. That's part of the plan on Saturday. You know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the old Bushcutter household between now and then, but yeah, we're planning on going to a little hockey on Saturday, and that is going to be a cool matchup. As you know, you get the top two teams in the division together, you want to kind of set the ground rules for how the rest of the season's going to go.
Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, folks, you can have a little lunch there today. It is Wednesday, and their lunch special runs from 11 to 4 every day. They give you a deal on the turkey BLT on Wednesday for $6.49 and a side. Don't forget, they're open this afternoon with specials on appetizers, long necks, and draws. And, of course, in the Christmas spirit, they're there to give you the best deals around as well. So the Kearney Chicken Coop is the place to be. Watch all of your games. Enjoy all of your family and friends, and they wish you a very Merry Christmas from the Kearney Chicken Coop. We'll take a break. Jimmy Langan's going to slide in as well, and we're going to make some bowl picks, and we'll send you into Christmas right after this.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Let Godfather's Pizza in Hastings do some of the cooking for you this holiday season. During the month of December, Godfather's is offering two large one-topping pizzas for only $22. Call ahead and we will conveniently have your order ready for carryout or delivery, so why not let us do the cooking? Godfather's Pizza will close at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and reopen on the 26th. Godfather's Pizza, located inside Burlington Express at 14th and Burlington in Hastings, offering you a pizza you can't refuse.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Give the gift of health this holiday season with the Hastings YMCA membership gift certificate. Certificates may be purchased for any Y membership at either YMCA Welcome Center. The Hastings YMCA offers a variety of memberships to choose from, including youth, adult, couples, and family memberships, so no one is left out. For more information, contact the Y at 402-463-3139. So stop by the 16th Street YMCA to give the gift of health this year.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. No show coming up on Friday when Jimmy Langan usually is sliding in to make some picks and co-host. So Jimmy's out spreading holiday cheer and doing a little work on this Wednesday. But we want to make our bowl picks so that we're, you know, on the up and up and don't come back Monday and say, well, this is who I had. Hey, Jimmy, Merry Christmas, man.
Hey, I like doing it that way. Is there any way I could go to Funner Park late and just say, hey, I wanted to bet these. This is my pick three. Could I do that or not?
Here's what I meant to do.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to do. There you go.
You ever notice that the only time you notice that they gave you the wrong ticket is after you thought you won?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before. They give you the wrong track. You know, you thought you'd bet Hollywood, and the next thing you know, you're at Hawthorne or someplace, right? I've had that happen before.
Well, let's jump into them, buddy. We have made our picks through tonight's Hawaii Bowl, so we skip ahead towards Friday and the Heart of Dallas Bowl, Illinois versus Louisiana Tech. Who you got, Jimmy?
I'm going to take Louisiana Tech there.
I took Illinois just because I thought they might have a little more grit to them. Louisiana Tech, I know, is a favorite. Randy?
I actually went with Illinois, too. I have a, I don't know, I got a Big Ten slant on my picks for whatever reason. I don't know.
Well, then we can go to the next one, which is the Quick Lane Bowl, Rutgers, North Carolina. I will make sure that I'm not having a Big Ten bias, and I will take North Carolina. Randy?
I went Rutgers.
And Jimmy?
I'm taking North Carolina, Doug.
The St. Petersburg Bowl, Central Florida and North Carolina State. Last time I looked, Central Florida was in Florida. St. Petersburg is in Florida. I'll take Central Florida. Jimmy?
I'll take North Carolina State.
I'll break the tie. I got Central Florida.
The Military Bowl, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech. Frank Beamer had throat surgery. They cleared him. He gets to be at the game, but he's going to be up in the press box. So they won't be able to hear him yell. I'll take Cincinnati to beat Virginia Tech. Randy?
I took Cincinnati.
Jimmy?
Clean sweep, Cincinnati.
Arizona State and Duke in the Sun Bowl. Oh, this thing is always quirky. See, the Sun Bowl used to be on the afternoon of New Year's Eve. It used to be on the 31st. It used to be about a 1 or 2 o'clock game, and it was just kind of finishing up when people were getting ready for New Year's Eve. Sometimes it's not a very good game. Other times it's really awesome and keeps your eye on it if you get to leave work early that day. I think this could be a really good game. I think both teams are going to be there to win. Out of the 38 bowls, I think this is one of the few where both teams are there to win. Randy, who you got?
I think Arizona State's just a better football team. I went with the Sun Devils.
Jimmy?
I'll take Arizona State also.
Okay, it's a clean sweep. Miami of Florida, South Carolina. Here's the opposite. I don't know. South Carolina's season went in the tank. I think it stays in the tank. I'll take Duke Johnson in Miami of Florida. Randy?
I think Miami's trying to have an uptick for next year because they're looking toward next year. I took the Canes as well.
Jimmy?
I'll take Miami of Florida.
Okay. We're staying close. We've got a couple more to go. Penn State, Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl. This is the one that they play at Yankee Stadium. You guys know how big I have been on Penn State. And since the sanctions have nailed exactly what's going to be going on with this football program, if I do say so myself, and it was a down year for Penn State, they do squeak into a bowl. They're not going to win this football game. I'll take Boston College. Jimmy?
You know, I'm going to take Penn State just from the fact that they weren't even supposed to be able to go to a bowl this year. And they changed the rules on them. They said, hey, you know what, we were maybe a little too stringent with some of these athletes. You did nothing wrong. Penn State's going to take advantage of this, and I think Penn State will win the game.
Interesting take.
Yeah, and it, very similar to my thoughts on Miami trying to build for the next year. I'm taking Penn State for the same reason.
And here it is. We cannot wait any longer. The Holiday Bowl. Nebraska, Southern California. Jimmy, who you got? What kind of score you got for Saturday night?
I got Nebraska winning this thing fairly easy. I think Nebraska is going to win this game. I like them. 8% of the people in the United States are taking Nebraska, so 92% are on USC. The public's usually wrong. And this is one of the better bets I've had. I like the Huskers. I think that all the things that's transpired, I think they're going to play very loose. I think it's going to be a very good game. And I think Amir Abdullah will have a really nice game and end his career on a good note.
So you're saying Nebraska by like 10 or more?
Yeah, I think they're going to win by seven, which is good enough because they get seven.
Randy?
I have Nebraska circled when I was doing this. For whatever reason, I chose Nebraska. The more I think about it, the more I like USC. But, hey, I'm going with what we always say at my house when we play cards. A card laid is a card played. I have Nebraska circled, and I regret circling it, but I am going to go with Huskers.
I'm rooting for Nebraska. Always have and always will. And, Jimmy, you're exactly right. Any of us that follow the lines and wagering in Vegas and all that, definitely if it's 92-8, you take the 8, and most of the time it's amazing how many times that works out. And you're getting 7 points as well. But I just think this is one of the times, if I've got to make this prediction, this is one of the times that the 92% of the public is going to win this football game, because I think Southern Cal has more to play for. I think that they can – we used up a lot of luck and a lot of great plays this year, and especially in the Iowa game to come back. I just think Southern Cal is going to throw the ball around the yard. Our analyst, Mike Lev, last week says that their run defense is pretty darn good, which means Amir's not going to get 200 yards rushing. We're banged up. We got a center that has some problems. I just see way too much to overcome here, and it's too bad because I think you've got so many great players from Amir and Kenny on down the line, but it's just not going to happen, and I'm exactly opposite of Jimmy for once. I mean, I think it's going to be something like 17 is the ceiling. I'll say 35-17 USC. So we'll make more picks on Monday, and Jimmy, any more comments, or else we'll let you get back to your day.
No, I tell you what, I have no more comments. It looks to me like the only thing is the South looks to be like they're beating the North pretty bad this year in the bowl games. They're more athletic. So if you look at anything right now, anything South beats North this year, it looks like it's pretty obvious.
Well, I just want you to know that I went 0-2 in my selections, or I've lost my last three, so I'm about average right now. I'm 3-5 on my Doug and Daddy Show predictions, and you are way better.
All right, you guys take care and enjoy your Christmas, both of you, and thanks for calling in.
See you, Jimmy.
See you, Jim.
Jimmy will be back with us on Monday for the Doug and Daddy Show. And you've only missed one?
I've only missed one, and that's the Colorado State-Utah game. You know, so I was kind of rooting for it, and I root for kickers, but I was kind of rooting against San Diego State's kicker last night because I knew I had Navy.
Well, there you have it. That's going to put a big old bow on our Doug and Daddy Show for 2014. We've got a couple of shows left where we will transition from Christmas into, of course, what's going on for the New Year's. When Christmas passes, then it's all football and it's all sports, and we'll be talking about that on Monday, a recap of the Holiday Bowl. Remember, 2 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. That's where you'll hear Greg Sharp, Matt Davis, and Lane Griddle in the Husker broadcast. You'll hear the national ESPN broadcast here on ESPN Radio Saturday night as part of a long day of college football. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Stop by and get your refreshments for the holidays at Midtown Mart of Hastings. 67% say that the Huskers will lose and not cover. That goes right along with what Jimmy said the public is doing. 22% says the Huskers will lose but keep it close. And only 11% said that Nebraska went outright. He says 8% are betting Nebraska just to cover. So I guess it's all right there. Which is more likely next year? Boy, this is a zinger, producer Jeff. UNK does better than their 3-8 record, or Nebraska does better than this year? Will UNK or Nebraska have a better record? I will recuse myself from this one.
Why are you recusing yourself from this one?
Because you can't say that. It's like Kirk Herbstreit calling the game. Nothing you can say here is right. I think it's going to be.
So how is that different for me?
It's going to be tougher. It's going to be tougher for Nebraska to win more games next year. I will say that it will be tougher for Nebraska to win because UNK has somewhere around 18 returning starters coming back for Coach Lamberson. And this gets you into, well, who, coach this, coach that. You know, you're going to be able to spin next year for both of these programs however you want.
Right.
Whichever side of the fence you were on. If they win, you'll say, well, I told you a new coach. And if they don't, then they blame the old guy. And if you win, you can't say, well, it was those guys' players. And you're going to hear it either way. So I'll say UNK. I will make the pick. I will say UNK has a better chance to have more wins next year than Nebraska.
Let me follow up on your thought for a couple of things. One, there's more wiggle room on the UNK side than there is on the Nebraska side. That's one. Two, and again, you're absolutely right about being able to spin it. This kind of reminds me a little bit of the quote from former British Prime Minister Disraeli, who said there are three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics. All right, so you can use the statistics however you want to help your case, whatever you want to argue on all of that. But I do think UNK will be better next year.
That's our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings. One other note here, the Learfield Director's Cup, this comes out for all divisions, but Division II has been updated. And once again, Grand Valley State is at the top, but Colorado Mines is third because they are your football big boys. You've got Colorado Mesa sitting there in fourth. UNK usually is right in the 30s. They're 83rd. And the reason is they scored in two areas in the fall, and that was men's cross country and volleyball. Well, the fifth-ranked team in the country was placed 33rd because there's 64 teams. They lost in the first round five sets to the national runner-up, but their point total way down. If they would, do it the way it was. If you just did it by the poll,
right,
they would be.
Because realistically, they should have been one in the final eight instead of being out in the first round. I mean, that's just how ludicrous the idea of just doing it geographically instead of spreading it out across the entire country.
It's not ludicrous if you see your friends at T&L Irrigation. You know, they're reliable, unlike Matt Schick, who is unreliable today.
Shot across the bow there,
We'll run down Matt. He's got three kids. He's got to be taken care of. They got to be just all over the place right now, don't they?
There's got to be enough in the house and the Schick household that's laced with sugar that they're turbocharged at the moment.
And if not, we'll send you his address and you can send them sugar cookies. T&L Irrigation appreciates your business in 2014. Don't forget to keep your pivot system running its best in 2015. Schedule your preventative maintenance program today. T&L, proven technology that works. They have been in business since 1955. That's right. They're going on 60 years of covering not only Nebraska, but the United States and more than 60
countries. They're older than you are.
Worldwide. Thank you. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. To our producers, Jeff and Brent, to you, Randy, Merry Christmas.
We'll
see on the other side of the 25th.
Merry Christmas to you and yours from me and mine.
All right. Folks, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Hopefully we killed an hour of your time. And if you wanted to hear the Doug and Daddy 12 Days of Christmas again, you can go to our Facebook page at ESPNSuperstation.com. Enjoy the bowls. Enjoy the college football. Enjoy the NFL with some big games on Sunday. The Huskers on Saturday night. We'll be back to recap it all on Monday. As we get ready for holiday basketball tournaments, we will have the Kearney High boys and girls games from the GNAC tournament Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday right here on ESPN Radio. And then we will have the Amherst holiday tournament Monday and Tuesday. Monday, all four games will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Beginning with Kearney Catholic North Platte St. Pat's at 1:30, and then the Amherst Ogallala doubleheader will begin at 5. From all of us here at ESPN Radio, this is Doug Dudas saying have a very Merry Christmas and enjoy your time with your family and friends. We'll see you Monday.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.